As you may know, we are really scaring for two reasons. The first one is the President Macky Sall, who is willing or showing signs that he would like to run for a third term, which is illegal and immoral. And also the second thing is how to block President Ousmane Sonko to be candidate for the next presidential election in Senegal, which is scheduled to February 24th, 2024. So the two situations are not acceptable for us. And what President Ousmane Sonko is saying, was saying yesterday, is that if he decide to declare his candidature for a third term, normally the Senegalese people should stand up and fight against this illegal third kind of candidacy. So, and for us, it's quite normal. We did it in the past with President Abdoulaye Wade. We cannot accept it also for President Macky Sall.
Calling on Senegalese to protest if the president decides to run for a third term, wouldn't he be putting the lives of his supporters in danger if the police decide to crack down on a protest?
I mean, police don't have to decide to shut down or to kill people when they are protesting. It's a common practice in all countries. When presidents would like to go against the rules, against the constitution, it's up to the people, who is the only one who has power to decide to fight against it, to stand up and fight against. That's what we see in all serious countries. Normally in democratic countries, in serious countries, any president don't have to go against rules, against the constitution. And the constitution is very clear. We cannot go more than two terms. So why don't we ask the President Macky Sall to be respectful with his word first, but with the constitution? And in a serious country, in a democratic country, a president should not go against the rules and the constitution. What the President Macky Sall should do is to organize transparent elections without participating or without trying to participate, and let the people to choose who will be the next president. That's the main way for peace. So it's not acceptable that a president decide to force a third term.
El Malik, some people are saying, if the main opposition leader has committed a crime and it has been found by a competent court that indeed he committed a crime and he has been convicted, then it is not the state interfering or preventing him from running. What do you say to those who are defending the government?
Seriously, do you think that the leader of the opposition committed a crime? The sentence was very clear. The sentence was very clear. Any crime. So they found another, I don't know where they found their sentence, which were not in the cases, just to block him, just to make him lose his civil rights. It's not acceptable. If President Ousmane Sonko committed a crime, we will not be here now to defend something like that. But we know all that the President Macky Sall and his parties are just trying to block him because they don't want him to become the next president, because they know that he is the most famous opposition and Senegalese people are really willing to elect him as the next president. So for them, electing President Ousmane Sonko is not a good thing for them, and they should use all their power to block him, to prevent him participating on the next election. And this is not acceptable. For sure, Senegalese people will not accept it.
A lot of supporters of President Macky Sall are saying Senegalese want him to continue the good work he is doing, so they should amend the law so he could seek a third term. What's your response to that?
If you take a reference for the last two elections, you will see clearly that they no longer have the majority in Senegal, for sure. And Senegalese people, what they refused to President Abdoulaye Wade, who were far better than Macky Sall and most popular, they will not accept it for Macky Sall. And the other thing is that the constitution is not a kind of, some people want him to continue for a third term, but the constitution is clear. No one can do more than two successive terms. It's very clear enough. And the president himself stated several times that it will be his second and last term. He wrote it on his book as well. So we cannot come in 2020 to change all these things just because they want to force a third candidacy. This is not acceptable, and for sure we will not accept it.
Okay.